First off, can you tell us what an army worm is?
An army worm is a lepidopterid caterpillar. Adult is a moth, and it is a vegetation eater. Primarily, it likes grasses.
Can it cause some problems?
It can cause some problems wherever it is. The ones that are troubling us in New York State, both in western New York and eastern New York, and I think I've heard some stories out of the North Country, numbers started to hatch out and increase and have continued to munch away at field crops, cereal grains primarily, wheat, rye, oats. They'll also do corn. If your backyard is adjacent to one of those fields, good chance that they're also going to come in and eat your lawn.
So it seems like they have the ability to move quickly and to munch a lot.
Individually, they probably don't eat that much, but there are this year in these massive populations that we're faced with currently, there are a lot of them. And they very quickly will move just as an army moves on a front, literally overnight, moving tens of feet or more to consume the vegetation in front of them. Wheat fields that I've been in, we're looking at wheat plants that don't have a seed head, that don't have any leaf blades on them. It's just a stick in the air.
So are there any options out there for farmers and growers so they can kind of protect their crops and their fields?
Farmers have been very vigilant to be looking for those and then quickly mounting an effort to make a pesticide application to manage that insect. It's not something you want to postpone till later in the week. It's something that you get on now.
Do you have to kill them with pesticides, or is there anything you can do to just kind of push them away from your fields or keep them from coming into your fields?
Well, one of the strategies that seems to be reasonably effective is if they are not in your field or they're on just one portion of the field, that the entire field may not have to be treated if you put down a band of pesticides 30 to maybe 40 foot wide, sort of as a line. They'll not cross that barrier.
So the next time that we might see these guys march into our area might be when, next fall, next summer?
They don't winter over here. That's a plus. I mean, there are flights like this almost every year in the south, but if it doesn't coincide with a storm system that moves up the Ohio and Mississippi valleys, we don't get them. The last time we had a population like this in western New York that I'm aware of was 2008. The one prior to that was 2001. If there was a right confluence of storm with an adult flight next year, yeah, we'd have them right back again. But looking at history, probably not, but it's all dependent on the weather coinciding with the adult flight. You can't forecast that.